an age of social media and kind of visual imagery, nothing beats having a number of short kind of videos showcasing the best of any showing. So we actually have done five videos altogether. One, hill walking, beaches, heritage, arts and crafts, and then a final general one. And it's simply to, as a taster, to say to people, this is a fantastic offer that we have right across in the show, which is very unique. Part of the whole Donegal culture, but very unique in relation to Ireland and what we have up here.
I remember 30 years ago, the Inishowen 100 was discussed an awful lot, and that was very much an established tourist route in Donegal. It seems there isn't as much focus on the Inishowen 100 now as there used to be, as I say, 30 years ago. Does that need to change?
I suppose the big focus has been in recent years, it celebrated its 10th anniversary with the Wild Atlantic Way. We're very much part of the Wild Atlantic Way, but in the same way that Kerry has too, and they have the Ring of Kerry, we still would kind of promote the Inishowen 100, and very much like us, people come, and there is lots of people who simply want to do that trek around Inishowen, and there are lots of places you can stop off at. But also too, we're, you know, we have people now coming from Northern Ireland, the Causey Coast and Glens, and we're very much the gateway, I suppose, between both, right across Inishowen. It's like a necklace with lots of wee jewels off it, like Dunreeh Fort and Maritime Museum and alpacas up in Malin Head and Green. And there's lots and lots of wee hidden gems there. Hopefully these videos will entice people to come and visit Inishowen. And as we say, it very much is where Ireland begins and adventures never end.